Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It is the Bubba Army Podcast. Welcome all. Oh, Anna, I got some juice.
Some juicy. Oh,
I gotta make sure Blitz, you Corden, buddy.
Yeah, I am. We're here. We're good.
Corden.
Thanks. Speed.
Speed sound lummy.
Speed sound lummy.
Speed sound lummy.
Lummy, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you, Bubba.
How's
Thank
the you. Thing doing?
Thing is doing great. It's a nice little picture up on Instagram. Had a great talk with Blitz and Jesus during the break. And
what are you talking about, Thing?
Lummy's
his
thing.
Child.
Yeah, Lummy's thing.
Oh,
baby
okay.
thing.
Yeah.
Thing that shits.
Jesus, are you okay? Are you mad at me, or do you think I went a little too wild with that? Am I?
No, that's how he is, Bubba. Tyler is the most negative person
I know.
Here.
Hey,
I
Lummy,
know.
Even in the hallway, Lummy said, "Tyler, you know what? You're worse than Blitz."
Yeah, like Tyler, like you don't ever.
He's dry.
Here's the thing about Tyler. As much as I am your father. And I always try to, like, I think I've been a pretty good dad. I always try to tell you when you do good and when I'm proud of you and at the track, you know, little adjustments and, you know, how you're just fucking unbelievably talented. And then I get on you about some shit, you know, about like dads do. But you never put me over. Ever.
Yeah, what the hell, Tyler?
Like, never put me over. Now, I know that I don't need it necessarily, but.
I mean, you already know it.
Well, I mean,
you tell everybody else how great you are.
I really think that you don't maybe necessarily understand my unconventional interview type deal. And I don't know if you think the Pat Maroon thing was that good. I think I fucking nailed it.
You nailed it.
Oh, no, he said it was good.
Oh, you did great, Bubba. Yeah. It was classically Bubba.
You got to get him laughing a little bit.
Yeah.
See, Tyler, now he's going to go back and, you know, of course, Stamkos and all those guys know who I am. But it's about repairing, you know, it's about getting back in.
Yeah, baby.
So anyway, Tyler, did I do okay or do I embarrass? A lot of times I embarrass you, I think.
No.
Are you embarrassed of me?
Oh, no. Christ.
I feel like
Should
it.
We leave? Should the three of us leave?
No, I think you guys need to be here and help me.
Oh.
Tyler's just,
his personality just is.
You don't like it? I quite like Tyler.
At least with Blitz, you know that he's joking around. Tyler, you just think he's serious because he's just negative and no sarcasm, but he then says he's joking. He's just dry.
How, though? Like, give me an example.
You're just dry.
Yeah, like, you don't, I don't know, like, you're mean, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Tyler, how's it going?
Yeah.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want to do this and that and this and that? Maybe.
Yeah. How you doing? How you doing today? Yeah, okay. What's wrong?
The only time he isn't nice to me is when he wants something, or he asks, or he needs something, mm-hmm. or his girl needs something. Yeah. It's okay, buddy. I just hope I did okay for you.
You did great.
Thanks.
No, he's mad.
That was pandering.
Mm-hmm.
You were going to tell me something juicy.
Oh, yeah.
And then you
See
got
you later,
squirrel.
Jesus. Love you.
Love you.
I got some good stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I can't even start alluding to it for in fear.
What the hell? The fuck?
I can't even start alluding to it for in fear
of your
of
life.
Of everybody. No, not me. I mean,
well, why is it juicy?
Like, within,
I think I know what it's related to.
Yeah.
I'm doing
yeah.
the Shaq gif where he's
yeah. And here's the deal.
Yeah.
Not bad for me because I'm like fucking David Chappelle of radio. What are you going to do? Fucking cancel me? You can't cancel me.
Mm-hmm.
Can't fucking cancel
well,
me.
Well, let's not say that.
Well, no. What?
Yeah, don't say it a third time. It's going to happen.
It's like Candyman. It's going to happen.
Let's not get crazy.
I'm not saying that, but the thing is, like, within regular radio, terrestrial radio.
Sure.
you know, like they've already fucking blackballed the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've scratched, clawed, and yippee-o'd my way back to where we're doing, to the point where we're, honest to God, as a business, we're doing we probably, as a business, collectively, what my business makes more than any radio personality in Tampa.
For sure.
Yeah. So what the what do you hear on that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm going to have to text Blitz, and everybody just has to be super chill on your reaction. Like, not
are you
going
to text us too?
Yes, I'm texting. Oh. Here's a Blitz, Lummix, Anna, Tyler.
Oh.
That's all parties involved, ain't it?
It is.
Yep.
Hold on.
Oh my God, really?
Yes.
Oh.
This must have a really cool
phone. Here it comes. Oh my eyes.
Oh.
Yes. With great stuff. And more to come.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Did everybody get it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Blitz, did you get it?
Oh, yeah, but the dick over here says, oh, you forgot some letters in your fucking text.
Yeah.
We all knew what it meant.
Yeah.
But the dry asshole over here makes fun of the letters you forgot. We know.
Okay,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm glad he said it because I was thinking it.
So.
I was a little confused, but now I understand.
Yeah. I was just so excited to punch off the digit. You know. Punch it out.
Thank you for filling it in now, Bubba.
Yeah, no problem. So I was just, oh, my eyes.
How'd that go?
Yeah.
It went unbelievable.
Swimmingly?
Very good.
Wow.
In fact, can I add a caveat to that?
Oh.
Look at you with the big words
caviar.
Today.
I like caviar.
Yeah?
My nipples are hard.
Yeah,
he's
too.
He's texting.
Oh, shit.
Now, hold on. This might freak some people out here. Please don't let what I'm getting ready to send freak anybody out.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Anna will freak on it. Lummy could give a fuck because he's Lum Lum.
Whoa.
And Blitz will freak out only because Anna's freaked out and he defends her honor.
I don't know.
Not
Whoa.
Today.
I'm all about it.
Wow.
For real. And that person said, fuck yeah.
Oh, wow. I just thought about the... I played out the ramifications
There's
of that.
That's three, aren't they? That's three.
Woo!
Now
my nipples are hard like yours, Bubba. Yeah. Let's go.
That's three or four fucking onions deep on that bit.
So many questions that I can't ask.
You just want to go bam, bam, bam.
Can we just finish the show right now?
Can we just tongue each other down? You're so excited. I'm sorry.
I'm confused.
Don't worry, Lummy. She hasn't thought about it hard enough yet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I mean, like. So I'm just exacerbates. I don't know if that's the right word or not. But
doesn't matter. I know what you mean.
It just really turbocharges what we're doing here. Like just really
sure.
makes me excited to be like, man, you know, that's fucking cool if we're regarded like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like we won, motherfucker.
Woo.
We won, bitch.
Yep.
And why somebody doesn't start asking some questions about that particular situation? Like, what in the fuck is going on over there? So
I want to ask you a question, but I...
Why don't you text me, love?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. There's this thing called phones text.
I know, but I'm trying to incorporate the audience. I mean, it's for them,
right? Yeah, but, you know,
fuck them.
Don't fuck the audience.
Oh, sorry.
Jeez, Anna.
Just kidding.
Love the audience.
Sorry.
Let's see where you're feeling.
Other people won't say that.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, hey, Bitcoin's up.
Yeah, it's way up.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, 57. Woo!
I just bought more the other day, too.
Ethereum.
66.
Woo!
All right, let me see. I'm waiting for an Anna motherfucking McGillicuddy here. Waiting for an Anna motherfucking McGillicuddy. Waiting for an Anna motherfucking McGillicuddy. Anna's a very slow texter.
No, I sent it.
Okay, hold on.
She has a very slow phone.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
I'm sure.
Yes.
I didn't know how urgent
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's foreign or urgent.
Hold on, hold on. I got something. Part of that, though. Does he know there'll be none of this?
Well, I think you even said too much, even with your setup.
No, no, you'll see.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Of course, nobody gets that.
Because that might be an issue.
Not when that's no longer offered to you.
Oh, when that's not an option, you mean?
Of where you're at.
Right.
Oh.
Okay.
So, what, you know.
Wow.
Hold on.
Poor audience.
I do want to talk to you about this kind of off the air when we're done, though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I got some ideas within that world.
Yeah.
Into that might be its own world in itself.
Oh, okay, interesting. Good. Plot twist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting plot twist.
That's a whole nother fucking deal on itself.
Right.
Mm. Doesn't even work. Doesn't even, you
and
know.
I could see that.
Doesn't dance with me.
I could see that. Yeah. Even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pam, pam. Round the clock, yippee-o.
Right. That's kind of what I was going to say, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anna, yes, because yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, well, I'll stop texting. Great radio. Nope.
Yeah. Well, it's great radio.
Oh, it is okay.
Yeah, great. Everything we do is great. Fine.
Oh,
it's a great podcast. That's all that counts.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, we have got to put our foot on the gas for the podcast because mm-hmm. I want to hit new. And we're pacing. We're pacing like we're pacing 300,000 for the month. Blitz, I might do a couple of just more exclusive podcasting.
Cool.
That doesn't hurt, right?
Nope.
Fuck it.
Nope.
And literally, Blitz, if I was at the studio and I, you know, that, you know, my computer that you gave me that Audacity deal.
Yep.
And I just was to, you know, if me and Tyler or me and Lummy or just me and mm-hmm. myself, or I just call Larry Bird or whatever, as long as I'm running it through there and yep. I'm just recording the MILF media deal.
Yep.
I'm fine, right?
Yes.
I just send that fucking file to you, and you blam, flip, blip, flop, blop it, and we're done.
Correct.
Woo.
I don't have to go back to your world at all.
Nope.
Perfect.
That's the best.
So anyway, yeah, Lummy.
I can tell you're excited by the feet stamping. You always do that when you're excited.
How hard are your nipples right now?
Oh, well, they're always hard, but
my fucking
like
nips.
Razor blades right
no,
now.
They're not.
No,
cutting right through that shirt.
With an undershirt willing.
Oh shit! Cutting through layers. Well, this is all very exciting stuff.
Very much.
I love this world. It used to bother me, but now I love it. It's like nutrients for my soul.
Right. How's Reagan doing?
She is good. She is good.
She still knows I got a crush on her.
Dude, her and her. I couldn't even.
Tell her
not
the
contain. I couldn't even mask my confusion yesterday when they told me where they were going.
Where were they going?
Belize.
Glory hole.
Oh, no. She said that her and the boyfriend were going to a puppy pool party.
Oh, that's awesome.
I said, what? I was like, what the fuck does that mean? She goes, oh, it's the one of like, I forget. It was hard to understand.
They don't have a puppy.
Well, here's the thing. It was like one of the mom's, I don't fucking know. Some puppy was having a birthday party and they invited a bunch of other dogs to come play in the pool with that puppy.
That's
you know, are they at the point in the relationship where they should get a puppy and share it between the two?
I'm thinking they need to.
Well, no, until they get a place together.
Oh.
Yeah. When's that going down?
I imagine probably at the end of our lease, which ends in May, so.
Well, that's a little bit away.
Oh, yeah. They gave me, like, she gave me, like, a year in advance. She was like, I think this is the last lease I'm signing, and then afterwards, Steve and I are going to get a place. I said, cool.
Have you found anyone for that storage unit yet?
That's my dream. I don't think it's going
to
happen.
What do you mean storage unit?
She wanted to rent her.
I was like, can I rent it out for storage so I don't have to live with anybody anymore? But I don't think that's a thing. So
you don't think what's a thing?
Like to rent out a room? Like who would pay X amount of like $800 to rent out a room for storage when storage?
$800? You could rent a fucking warehouse for $800.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
What the fuck?
But so it's not a thing in my fantasy world. It's a thing, but it's not really a thing.
Yeah, like.
I can't live with anybody anymore,
Bubba. You really can't. You can live with Reagan because you started living with Reagan.
No,
and
she's great.
And, right. And
she's great.
You just can't get a fucking stranger off the...
Well, that's what Reagan was. I got her off Craigslist like I did the other Asian refugees.
It's just not the same, babe. You know, like, you know, you're just never going to find anybody as cool as her.
Well, not just
and
that.
People are fucking weird.
I'm weird, and I can't live with people anymore because I think I'm unlivable to live with.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, I'm getting fucking weirder by the day, and I just feel like I need to just be alone in my weirdness.
Can I tell you something? Oh. No, I can't tell it to you because I get so much fucking heat for it, but it's the obvious where you should be.
Where?
It's just
in a fucking funny farm?
Well, yeah. Besides that,
I need
the next best thing to a funny farm would be Blitz's house.
Yeah, gotta call 911 again.
No, you don't gotta,
this bitch wouldn't shoot up, so I had to choke her this time.
You're not gonna have to call 911 on this bitch because she's iron. She's fucking a beast.
I've just gotten in the gym, not in life.
But I've gotten so many people that are close to me, like Jimmy Cletus, friends.
What? What do you say?
Jimmy Cletus.
What do you say? What do you say?
I'm gonna tell you.
Okay, sorry.
Anna, and now this is a lot for Jimmy Cletus. You know, he's like E.F. Hutton. He don't talk much. He goes, Anna did well at the Clem Gym. He didn't say you killed it. Didn't say you're a fucking beast. He just said, Anna did well at the Clem Gym.
Fuck, I'll take it.
And Tyler yesterday, Lummy, we were driving home from Nana's, and he was proclaiming he thinks he's going to whip your ass in the gauntlet.
Well, that's a given.
Yeah, that's a given. I don't know how it's a given, dumbass.
Let me. Do I need to have you checked out by the doctor that you're even?
No, just like Tyler thought he was going to beat me in
basketball. He's not going to beat you in basketball.
Well,
we were playing each other. It was shooting, Anna.
He does have a chance to beat you in the gauntlet just because you know you're going to be doing different weights than he is. Everybody does amount of weight that you can do about between 15 and 17 of. So your weight will be, you're stronger. You're a fucking beast. Look at you.
Oh yeah,
you're a goddamn
stronger.
Gorilla is what you are.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know if you have necessarily the breath that he's got, you know? I mean, Anna, it's a cardio deal too, isn't it?
Well, of course. It's all related, for sure. It's stamina, it's conditioning, it's strength,
right.
It's everything.
I don't know if either one of them will be able to make it through.
They'll all make it through. They're just not going to...
Who's going to puke first?
Right. They're just not... They may not fare well towards the end.
Who's going to fall out first?
I think Lummy, just because he's... Tyler goes to the gym with you sometimes, doesn't he?
Not a lot.
Okay.
But,
well, then maybe it's a crapshoot.
But he has got, I mean, like he did, Tyler, that 50 lapper, I know you didn't fall out of the seat, but that had to fucking really wear you out. I mean, I'm a former race car driver, and I know how fucking heavy that wheel gets, and I know you're working the shit out of the brake, and was it pretty tiring?
Yeah, it was more tiring than like a regular, dirt race.
Yeah, but you're also really used to dirt.
Right. Well, I mean,
you're conditioned. You know, you could do a 100 lapper in dirt.
Oh, yeah, easily. But like with the way those cars are configured, like the heat just stays right there with you in the cockpit. So
right.
Like, there's no room for it to go anywhere else.
No.
So it just gets so hot.
I remember one time when you were driving Bubba and the power steering broke.
Oh, yeah.
And you came back in, your arms were just ridiculously locked up and shaking.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that was a dirt race. I don't think I can even do an asphalt.
Can I ask maybe a rude question?
Yeah, yeah.
Why stop
now? Yeah. With dirt racing or racing or whatever, I mean, is there some sort of athletic prowess that kind of goes into it or not really? More just like skill?
No, it's very.
Carson Larson, whatever his name is, does he like work out, you think?
They all do. They all, I mean, remember,
is it just because they have to be small to fit in the car?
No. Remember when Jimmy Johnson would do 25 mile bike ride marathons?
Yep.
They're all in pretty good
shape.
Carl
Edwards.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, I don't want to say it's a form of exercise when you're driving, but like you have to be, engaged.
Yes.
Your body's engaged.
You have no idea.
I don't. That's why I'm asking.
I mean, Blitz, you would have an idea as to how.
Yeah, a lot of those guys would lose like what 7, 8, 9, 10 pounds in a race.
Well, it's just sweat.
Yeah, but
still,
it also is far more
working out.
It's also far more skillful than you think.
I know it's skillful. That's not. I'm just asking if there's like a athletic prowess that like do you have to be somewhat conditioned to do it well? Is what I'm asking.
Yeah, well, not. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes and no.
Because, you could say, bowling is a skill, but you don't have to have, a six-pack to bowl. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I understand where you're coming from. I understand where you're coming
from. Yeah.
So, Tyler, do you think you fall out before Lummy, or did he fall out before you?
Oh no, I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Will you whoop that ass?
Yes.
That's what you were saying to me.
Mm-hmm. And we can start playing basketball too, guys.
All right.
I think I've been clear. Now what are you laughing about now?
Because you turned Tyler's mic off and he was like, "What? What?"
I'm sorry. Yes.
When she said that about what Tyler was telling her, he goes, "Wait, what?" Tyler doesn't talk to her.
We should take Anna to just like one of the go-kart tracks. She couldn't even like she couldn't even.
I don't think that's my thing, but I'd try it out. I'd probably kill myself though.
Yeah, like you'd be the person that literally is going like 10 miles an hour.
Dude, I went go karting not that long ago, and I was like, "Get me out of here!"
Yeah.
I didn't like.
I do not like this.
I do not like this.
When you do go karting, we have to really put your hair up in a ponytail because I've seen girls before scalp themselves.
Hell yeah, let's
what?
Do it.
No, I've seen a girl drive a go kart and her hair got caught in the chain. And it completely scalped her.
That's awesome.
Fuck.
No, for real.
I believe you.
Fucking bald on would rule.
Bald
We'd be the next biggest thing on Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
If we had bald on.
Let's do it.
Don't
we have a conference call this week?
Yeah, Thursday. Fuck, is it Thursday?
Is it Thursday at noon?
Hold on, let me look.
Let me look.
It is Thursday at noon.
Bubba, when do you want to do Dr.
Yeah,
Dan's
thing? Noon our time. God, I'm just so fucking busy.
Me too. That's why I was thinking Thursday is the one fucking day I have, but that's noon's fine though.
Did you want to do it like this month?
Well, I mean, I think we got a lot of things to do, including
we have time next month.
We got so much going on. Like this week we got Blitz and I have a noon. First of all, we got after shows every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Blitz and I have a fucking very important meeting at noon on Thursday.
Yep.
And then we got Bubba 199 on Friday. And then we go to Fort Walton Beach the next week.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a
Are you really going to fly?
Yeah. Well, I mean, why wouldn't we?
I don't know.
Because she doesn't care about us, Bubba. She doesn't want the show to end. That's
what
it is.
It's not at all. I just feel like everyone's going to die.
That's nice.
I'm concerned.
Why?
I learned about the plane and stuff. It just seems unsafe.
And Blitz, did you automatically see how this is getting positioned? It's my fault.
I think you read that wrong. I don't think that Jay was saying that.
I think Jay misunderstood.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I don't think Jay was saying that though.
I'm not saying it's your fault.
Well, no, you're just saying they're gonna die.
I'm just worried about everyone's well-being.
No, you're not. You're worried about having a job,
dude. Yeah. Can you shut up today?
No,
you're fucking Blitz, annoying as hell.
Oh, Bubba, yeah,
they're
not doing well.
Sometimes it's just too much, isn't it, babe?
I think it was that the song by Jake Hudson.
What do you mean?
You know, that Blitz and Anna song. They've been at each other's throats since then.
Deep down, man, I just wish you two. I just wish you two would just start doing it. Just everybody's thinking it. Everybody's talking. It's like, God dang, what the fuck?
Yeah. What the fuck?
I mean, it's like, what the fuck? You guys would be happily ever after like a motherfucker.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Just do it.
No. You know, I mean, get ghetto on him. Let me say,
yeah.
Mother.
What the fuck, man? Just do it on him.
I mean, like, Anna, just do it. Just fuck him already.
Just open those legs. Let it in.
Easy, Lummy.
Oh. Yeah, Lummy, calm down over there.
I thought we were going, you know, urban.
Is that what happens with urban?
Keith Urban.
Sorry.
When I get off the show today, I got to work on some Facebook stuff, some YouTube stuff, some scheduling stuff. I know that. I'm going to take all that Jake stuff and repurpose it on YouTube and Facebook.
That's going to bring us to the fucking top right there, buddy.
It is.
With that fucking garbage he produces.
It is.
Oh, poor Jake.
Anna, you're doing, there's not a Flappin' Gaps new release this week. We're recording on Wednesday.
Correct,
right.
Yeah. Me and Tara.
Tyler had mentioned that him and his girlfriend may start doing a Lightning podcast.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah. I mean, just come to the studios. Now, Blitz, would you be able to tell Tyler how to configure all this shit? See, Blitz, here's the deal. I'd like them to be able to do that, but not have to involve you at all.
I don't need to be here for his podcast.
No, but can you teach him how to, like, whatever you would need to hit or whatever?
I mean, he could do all the recording from his computer. He doesn't even need my stuff.
I know, but what if he wanted to do camera?
Then he would need my stuff. Yeah, I could teach him how to do that.
But you could teach him.
Yeah.
Jesus, will you learn that shit?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're, Blitz, if we're going to do a podcast, we might as well do a three and four-pronged repurpose deal, right?
Okay.
Like, if they're going to do a podcast, they might as well, we might as well make it available on YouTube eventually.
So all podcasts to be on video then. I'm down with that.
Well, no, because then Tara says you can't do hers.
Okay. So then those that want to be on video can be.
Yes, there you go.
Okay.
We would prefer them, but those that say no, it's no.
Okay.
You know.
Perfect.
Something like that. Did Kevin get a hold of you with some cryptic shit last week?
Me or?
But, Kevin always does.
No. But did Kevin get a hold of you? Like, I think if he got a hold of you the way he got a hold of me with the cryptic shit that he told me, I think you would instantaneously.
I mean, I'll be honest. Kevin sends cryptic shit all the time.
No, but Kevin specifically asked me a question last week about something. Manscaped offers the best in precision-engineered tools for men's below-the-waist grooming. They just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BUBBA at manscaped.com. Manscaped engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality and an incredibly comfortable grooming experience. The Lawnmower 4.0 features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. It is a multifunction on-off switch with a travel lock. Use the 4000K LED spotlight when you need to get a more precise shave or maybe some of those dark areas. Customize your trim through additional guard lengths, sizes 1 through 4. Enhance your confidence with Manscaped's new Lawnmower 4.0. Get 20% off your order and free shipping with code BUBBA at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com with code BUBBA at checkout. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
I don't think so.
I'm gonna have to text it to you.
Yeah, text it to me.
Uh-oh. I was getting worried.
No, it has nothing to do with you, Anna. I think it's something to do with a legal situation. To be honest with you guys, and I'm not going to include all of you because I don't think all you need to know.
Right.
Nope.
But I can assure you, on it's not. He's not mad at you this particular time.
Well, I don't know, how's it going?
Good.
Here's the show if the bopper goes down.
All right, there you go, boys.
What?
There you go, Blitz.
Fuck.
Hey,
Co-host Lum Lum.
So listen, and if we were to die on our plane, what would it be Shock Jock and the Diacos, or would it be just Radio? Like, what would the
you would be a leading name.
Like, because like if I always You'd said what if I ever died with Hulk Hogan, it would have been, you know, Hulk Hogan with
some
hanger on her.
Yeah.
But no, Lum Sponge kills doctor and lawyer and friend.
You would be the leading name.
You think so?
Yeah.
So he has asked me that before, but not any, like, nothing recent.
So. Yeah, he said to me, like, you know, hey, how fast can all that happen? I'm like, hey, pretty quickly. Pretty quickly. He's like, okay, well, I'll stand by.
Huh. And they never heard back?
No. And I said, well, actually, if that particular situation needs to be discussed, Blitz is your guy for all that.
Yeah.
I said, you know, that's completely Blitz's world. He's like, okay, good to know. Thank you.
Wonder why.
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. I would probably think that it has to do with some kind of something that he's in, some kind of case, that, you know, something.
Yeah. I mean, most of it. Not necessarily all of it.
No, I think.
Because it's without saying. It's just there's some other, especially if it's older.
Yeah. Hold on. All right, good. Perfect. Hi, this has been the What You Can't Really Figure Out fucking inner message fucking insider.
Speaking of cryptic.
Not entertaining. Like, who the fuck would listen to this shit? Nobody. Yeah,
why are you listening to this?
Yeah, why are you listening to this? And I got to poop.
I thought you did. Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Oh,
I went to go poop, right?
Okay.
And the first little Barbie boot comes out.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, oh, it's gonna be good. I got the urge to poop. Nothing.
That's the worst ever.
I got a Barbie boot. I got one little milk dud comes out.
A left or right boot. Do you even know which side it was?
No, it was just kind of a little milk dud.
Okay.
But I thought, okay, milk duds. And then here comes the big Alaskan pipeline.
Right.
And I'm like, okay.
Nothing. Joe Biden canceled your pipeline?
And so then nothing. And it gets to be like, I'm looking at the clock. It's like 16, 17 after.
Right.
And I'm like, well, maybe it needs to percolate a little more. So I'm doing the show, percolating it.
Yeah. Right now you are.
Crock-potting it.
Nice.
You know, marinating.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I've softened it now.
Now, what happens if you sit down and nothing, like nothing? It's just a fucking blockade.
Super mad.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, the older to get, the more shit's mean to you.
Oh, for sure.
When you're a kid, man.
What the fuck?
Well, when you're a kid, man, you know, taking a shit is just like.
I've been fucking laying some good cables lately, but that, like, not all the time.
But when you get, like, after 40, then you're like, man, that's a real nice shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, man, I'm really starting to shit regular. I like that. I'm not shitting regular, and I need to take some shitting regular pills.
Yeah. You still do the psyllium husk fucking shit?
Yeah, I do the colon cleanse.
Yeah.
Nice.
Four a day.
Like always? Every day?
Every fucking day.
Whoa.
My body probably cannot live without it.
Oh, no. What happens if you didn't take it?
I probably wouldn't shit.
Ever?
I'd be constipated.
Well, here's the deal. I take two colon blows,
okay,
two colon cleansers every day.
Okay.
And it just keeps my shit going. Like
regular.
It really keeps me regular.
Have you ever taken like a probiotic or one of those type of things?
Yeah, a little bit. But the colon cleanses really get my shit nice.
Okay.
But I ran into a little bit of a blockade today. And
no,
I think
flotilla?
I think it's stress.
Oh, yeah.
Man. I had such a stressful night last night.
Yeah.
You're all backed up. You're cramped up. You're backed up.
I had such a stressful night.
It's probably is stress.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I think we had a pretty good show today, but I was a little bit. I was so freaked out that I was going to choke on the Pat Maroon. Thank you so much, Tyler, for the questions.
Yeah, honestly, Bubba, it went really fucking well.
Yeah.
You had him laughing. It wasn't like a typical interview.
So I talked to Tyler about it. I said the only part of the interview that wasn't any good was the delay on the cell phone. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
But that wasn't your...
It wasn't anyone's fault.
Let's get that up 3, 4, 5-fold.
Yeah, okay. it was honestly really good.
Make it a pod, make it a you, make it a face. What else we got? We can fucking somehow.
It's always going to be a good interview when you can tell they're having a good time.
Yeah.
And,
you know?
And you know what? And good score from Dan.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. Dan was kind of flipped out like around, was it like 8 or so? We were on the parking lot.
Out.
He's like, I'm texting him. I haven't heard back, man. I hope he's awake. Hope he's going to do
this. But I'll tell you this, man.
What a clown, Dan.
Unlike Warren Sapp and unlike football players and basketball players and fucking baseball players, hockey players are ironclad. They're men of their word. Lummy, you're as much of a sports enthusiast. They're fucking real dudes.
Oh, they're super.
Like, and if they say they're going to do something, they do it.
Yeah.
Like Warren Sapp's like, yeah, I'll be on the show, and then he fucking completely cusses Dan out,
and then calls him back because he wants free shit.
Right.
Insane.
And I've had over the years, I've had every walk of life on the show, and hockey guys are as far as salt of the earth. I mean, Steve Stamkos makes, I don't know, $8-9 million a year, and he's as approachable and you know, Kucherov. Mm-hmm. All these guys are fucking straight multi, and in some cases, $100 million heirs, and they're the salt of the earth.
They're down to earth.
They really are. And I think that I'm going to try to have more lightning on.
Awesome.
How mad somebody going to be that we just flim-flam onto a fucking three-timer. And they have to fucking scrape yippee-yo just to get whatever.
Wah.
And we just got it coming right to us. Wah.
Yeah, Pat Maroon, he's a good-looking guy, too.
He's a stud.
Yeah, most of them are.
Good hair, nice beard.
Yeah.
Like Jesus, who does your girlfriend think the cutest guy on the team is?
Ross Colton.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That was a fucking quick answer, too.
No. Can you discuss with her what girls you think are hot?
No. But what was his little...
Tyler.
Tyler, are you allowed to be like, man, that bitch is hot?
Well, I would never do that.
Hell no, he's not allowed to do that.
No way. I wish there was a visual on Blitz.
So she can say, oh, man, Ross Colton's hot, but you couldn't say, man, look at that.
Look at his
Bubba,
wife.
Bubba, You know when the fucking horses at the fucking like the parade have the blinders on?
Yeah.
That's how Tyler has to walk around.
Yep. He needs goggles.
I was in the hallway doing my Tyler impression earlier with the fucking blinders on.
Tyler, for real?
Yes. Don't be a bitch, Tyler. Say it.
Blitz. Well, I mean, I would never do that anyway, so.
See? Blitz is a dick.
Blinders.
Do you want my froggles?
He needs them.
No.
Okay.
He can just hold his hand out and let her fucking lead the way.
Just cut your own deal, kid. Because you know I don't roll like that, buddy.
Fuck no.
Tyler and Ace sometimes shake their head on how I roll. They're like,
well, I think a lot of people do.
I think there's like a happy medium. You guys kind of occupy the ends of the spectrum here.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. If you guys took your two and like evened it out, you'd be about perfect.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy how different you guys are.
My nips.
That's funny. Tyler just said the same thing.
I think this would be a great stopping point for our beautiful fucking podcast. It's about 43, 44 minutes long. It's about what the average successful podcast should be. I don't know how fucking successful this is going to be. I'm going to start doing a lot more of these, though, because, man, I want to pump up those fucking podcast numbers, buddy. That seems to be the digital currency everybody wants.
Mm-hmm.
So pump it up, motherfuckers. Spread, tell, share, like, fist, follow, download, all of it.
By the way.
What?
That's what you got to say first. By the way.
By the way.
Like Dr. Dan.
Dr. Dan Diaco, Esquire.
We out.
Out.
Whatever you want, Poppy.
Love me, I love you.
I love you, Bubba.